Distorted View Daily proudly presents Lil Marky's follow-up to Diary of an Unborn Baby, titled Diary of an Alcoholic Father.
My daddy was what a lot of people call an alcoholic. He used to drink so much. Well, I looked at dad and said, "Daddy, I wish you'd get saved." He said, "Ah, leave me alone." I said, "Daddy, please, ask Jesus to come in your heart and save you." I said, "Quit it." I said, "Daddy, if you don't get saved, you're going to go to hell." Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Daddy got up and he started chasing me around the living room. He told me if I didn't watch it, I was going to get you. I said, "Oh, Daddy, please don't hit me." He took a ball bat and he started to swing. And Mama come out right outside by the kitchen door just at the same time. Daddy swung at him. He didn't hit me. He hit my Mama. And he hit her. And hit her. And hit her again. Mama didn't move for a long time. I thought she went to go to heaven. I hate you. And I hate your mother. And I hate everybody. I hate God. Oh, Daddy, don't say that. I do. Something happened at our house. It's not the same anymore. Something happened.
It's Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, more inspirational crippled gospel music. Plus, it's time for my semi-annual torture session watching Darman videos. And move over, Bitcoin. Taco Bell hot sauce has skyrocketed in value.
Violate my white ass crack.
You suck it. Get AIDS and die.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Fuck this shit.
And boom, shakalaka goes right there.
Okay, I love shit, man. I love shit.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday show. Got a great program for you. I went and I got my vaccine today. So now I am covered for Bordetella, Parvo, and rabies. I don't have to worry about kennel cough or heartworms. I don't know why people keep saying that Bill Gates is implanting a microchip with these vaccines. There's no evidence of that. What I want to know, though, is why I've got this urge to sniff assholes now. I don't know. It's a craving. Guys, did I do something wrong here? I think I got the wrong vaccine. I just ordered them from Chewy. No, I went today. You know, it's annoying. All these people on my Facebook feed are getting pictures taken while they're getting the shot, and they're saying, like, "I feel so blessed." They're doing 2 million people a day, basically. Statistically, at some point, you're going to be allowed to get the vaccine. Blessed. Thank science for what's happening. Also, every single post I see from people are like, "It was a breeze. I was in and out in 15 minutes. Not me. Of course, not me. Why would anything ever go smoothly? I was even trying to be proactive. So I went through my actual hospital. And I don't know if all hospitals kind of use the MyChart system, but my hospital does. And basically, when you sign up for your appointment, on the day of the vaccine, you can do an e-check-in, which is supposed to make things go a lot faster. You basically sign all the documents electronically, you know, waivers and shit. That way you don't have to do it at the hospital. So I did that. Got to the hospital 10 minutes early. They could not check me in. All I was supposed to do at this point was just go up to a lady and say, "I'm here." And then she would mash a couple buttons on the computer and say and see that I filled stuff out. And I'd be on my merry way. But she couldn't see anything because my records were locked. Because someone else supposedly was looking or modifying my chart. So I sat down and this woman, she was just basically refreshing the screen over and over for about 20 minutes, doing the bare minimum, right? F5, 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 just pressing that over and over. When she saw that I was getting, I'm not annoyed, but antsy, I was like shifting around in my chair and stuff. She got the name of the person who was looking at my chart, right? It said it on the computer, either the nurse or clerk or whatever. called up to her department. She wasn't there. She basically had my record up on the computer and then, I don't know, went to lunch or something. Forgot to close it out. So they were like trying to get a hold of her. That was like another 20 minutes. And then the woman was like, okay, let's call IT. We'll get the nerds involved. Basically, they're going to shut down the whole computer system, like reboot everything. So I took down a whole hospital system today. No, they didn't have to reboot everything, but they got IT involved. I mean, it was like an hour. Lord Douche was with me, which was nice. He didn't have to come with me, but he wanted to be with me in case something went horribly wrong. And you never know with me. You know, if someone was going to die from this vaccine, you know, the 1 in 5 million chance, I would be the one. So he was there with me and he was like, I'm surprised you're not losing your shit. And I was like, I already had one major freak out this week where I called someone a fucking bitch. That was my vet. It was not a great week for healthcare in Timmy Boo. Anyway, after they were able to reset that dumb lady's computer or turn it off or whatever. It was a breeze. I was in and out. My arm's sore and I'm shitting blood, but I think the symptoms are pretty mild. I know there are some listeners out there who started a death pool. They were betting on my demise, thinking I would not make it through this pandemic. I mean, honestly, the odds were in your favor, but with my first vaccine down, I think I'm kind of in the clear. I think I made it through. I laugh in the face of death. But I'm going to do it very calmly because I don't want to excite my heart. I would explode. Until next pandemic, I've won this round, devil. I laugh at you, Satan, and I laugh at all of those too weak to have survived COVID-19. I am stronger than you. You hear that, old people? There was a lot of old people that died of COVID-19, and I didn't want to gloat at the time because, you know, things could have went horribly wrong with me, but they didn't. Everything went according to plan. The mandatory euthanasia directive went off without a hitch. Oh, that's right. I was in cahoots with China to thin the fucking herd. You can just blame the coronavirus on me. Sorry, not sorry. All right, let's move on. I do have some audio I want to share with you today. First up, what is up with gospel music from the 50s and 60s all about retarded people? Some of the artists were regular people singing about the mentally and physically disabled. And then other albums feature the handicap, singing songs about the handicap. There are just so many, and we featured a bunch on the podcast over the years. And the hits keep coming. Just today, as a matter of fact, the YouTube channel Thrift Store Vinyl posted a song from Buddy Robertson. Buddy recorded an album titled Cripple's Reward. That's 13 tracks full of guitar rock. I don't know. I'm looking at this guy. I mean, he kind of has a misshapen head. Can't figure out if he himself is special needs or if he's just singing. The song I have for you today is Will the Angels Let Me Play? And I think it's about a little cripple boy who just wants to play baseball with his friends.
In a yard where children were playing games one day. Well, a little lad on crutches was watching wishfully. It seemed so hard he could not play as other children did. They said that he would spoil their game.
Kids are assholes. But a kid on crutches, he can't play football or baseball. I mean, come on, be realistic here. Let's not make these young kids just playing sports the villains here.
When I go to heaven, mama, will the angels let me play? Because I am a cripple, will they say I'm in the way?
That'd be cool if angels were assholes too, up in heaven. First of all, what kind of God would make it so a crippled child here down on earth would still be crippled in heaven? He lives a good life. He goes to church, prays to Jesus. Then he dies and he's still fucking crippled in the afterlife. Then, adding insult to injury, the angels aren't even nice about it as they're playing soccer or whatever up there. Yeah, no, you can't join our game. First of all,
be an odd number of players. That doesn't work. And you don't have a working leg, which is kind of a problem. You might play cards later. You'd be more than welcome to... What's that? Michael, what did you say? Oh, that's right. Holy Pinochle is really a four-person card game. You can't join us for that either.
Maybe I can talk to God and he'll fix my legs for me now that I'm in heaven.
You know, you'd think he would be willing to do that, but he's not. There's a lot of crippled people up here. And if he does it for you, he's going to have to do it for everyone. Takes a lot of time fixing you up. So I wouldn't bother God with that particular request.
Heaven is a lot like Earth.
Yeah, except in heaven, there's no cars. We have to walk everywhere, which is going to suck for you.
What about wheelchair?
No wheelchairs.
I thought we could fly in heaven.
That's true for most people. Interestingly enough, the power to fly comes a lot from your legs.
God fucking damn it!
Right?
Fear the children never want me. I'm a bother, they all say. When I go to heaven, mama, will the angels let me play? His tender heart is breaking, for they won't let him play.
Who, again, I have to ask this, and I know I probably say this every time I feature one of these songs, but like, who's listening to this for enjoyment? I don't even know in what circumstance you would put this record on. You wouldn't play it at parties, birthdays or otherwise. Kind of a downer. All right, so that is Buddy Robertson with Will the Angels Let Me Play. While I am already annoyed, let me just share this with you. I have a new Darman video. Someone called in talking about Darman recently. It got me thinking, I should probably check in, see what's going on his channel. It's the same fucking bullshit. It's super annoying because not only does Darman reuse plots, like, you know, gold digger breaks up with boyfriend and what happens next will shock you. And then 3 months later, you'll see another video. Gold digger breaks up with her husband. You'll never believe what he does next. It's the same thing. So, you know, it's a lot of the same plots, but I've noticed that a lot of the dialogue is also reused. And, you know, while I'm pissed off at that, it doesn't matter because all of his videos get like 20 million views. It really is directed at the lowest common denominator. That's who's watching these videos. Bad person got what's coming to her. She learned a lesson. It makes me feel good because I'm a good person. I'm glad I don't act like her. I really believe that's what's going through people's heads as they're watching this. It gives these idiots a sense of superiority, moral or otherwise. All right, so here are some of the recent Darman video titles. Gold digger dumps broke boyfriend, then regrets her decision. Mean girl rejects teen from TikTok dance group. They live to regret their decision. Boyfriend fat shames his girl at a restaurant, lives to regret it. I would totally play that one for you, but it hasn't aired yet. It premieres on the 30th of March. I've set my calendar. The video I have for you today, and we're not going to play the whole thing, obviously, it's 22 minutes in length. And I just feel like the whole thing could really be explained and wrapped up in three, maybe 4 minutes. I just get the feeling like Darman is shopping these videos around, right, as a television show, because it's right in that range, 22 minutes, fit perfectly on a cable network schedule. So the title of this video is People Get Shamed for Being Poor. What happens next will shock you. I hope you are all ready to have your world rocked. The video starts off with a little girl sitting on her bed doing homework, I guess, and her grandfather molesting her. What? Odd turn. No. The grandfather is sitting at a desk looking at an eviction notice.
Grandpa, I'm hungry. When will we get some food?
Well, got some bad news for you there.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Grandpa's gonna try to get us some food real soon.
I want filet mignon, not this goddamn dog food you've been feeding me! Get a job, Grandpa!
Sheriff.
Ominous. Well, the sheriff comes to the door and is like, hey, you're being served. You need to leave this place in 3 days. And then the landlord pops his head in.
You're already 2 months behind, Clyde. It's too late.
But it's Christmas Eve.
Of course it is.
You've got to work with me.
I don't have time for this, Clyde. I need you out. Now.
Fellas.
I need everything out of you. Pronto.
Yeah, that's not how that works. You know, you got to go through the proper channels. It takes months to kick people out properly, you know, like evict them.
Please don't do this.
Now, as he's saying this, there's an old woman lurking around in the background. And I knew exactly how the rest of this video was going to play out the second I saw her. That old woman who's, you know, really played by like a 30-year-old woman in a gray wig. That's going to be the landlord's mother. She's going to be appalled at what the landlord's son has done. And then she's going to tell a story about how she herself was homeless as a child or some bullshit. And it's going to start off, her little flashback's going to be all like, so you see, every Darman video, so you see.
I just had to evict them. But it's good for me because I can get more rent now with the new tenant. Come on, let's go to dinner.
What? You evicted them. Adam, how could you?
Here comes the bombshell. We was poor. You probably don't remember because you blacked it out. We was homeless.
Son, I never told you this before. But I think it's time now.
Yeah, it's time, all right.
You see? When you were just a child, I went through a really hard time.
Before I even go on, I want to read some of the comments here. See what people are saying. Remember, don't look down at someone because one day you'll be the one looking up to them. These actors make the story so real. Wow, everybody has a different story in their own struggles. Oh, these people are just so easily manipulated.
Most days I barely even had enough to get by.
Yeah.
And then one day...
You think she got evicted or someone helped her?
I lost my job. No. I fell behind on rent.
It's weird how the same exact thing that happened to the old man happened to this guy's, the landlord's mom. And he didn't even know about it.
Getting notice after notice.
Like exactly the same thing.
About late payments. Things got so bad, sweetie. That we even ran out of food to eat.
They even ran out of food. Just like the start of this video. I mean, you know what happens next, right? The son listens to the story. Gets emotional. And he's going to stop the eviction, I guess.
Stop.
Yeah, there, stop.
Sir?
I love that he has these moving people working on Christmas Eve, too. It's so weird because... the landlord would have been the one to file for the eviction. The sheriff that came to the door first, which I didn't play, that's because of the landlord filing the eviction. And then the landlord was like, no, go away. We're going to do this right now. And had the moving people ready to take this guy's stuff, again, on Christmas. It just doesn't make sense.
Drop it. In fact, bring everything back in. They're not going anywhere.
The movers are like, what the fuck are you paying us for? You know you're paying us double time for this since it's Christmas. We're picking tables up. We're putting them down. We're picking them up, putting them down. You're losing so much money on this deal. First of all, the tenants aren't paying you any money. You've got all these extra expenses like moving people.
What's going on?
The eviction.
Look, I'm going to give you some extra time to help you get back on your feet.
And while you're feeling generous, could you give me some food money or something?
Thank you so much.
Oh, I completely forgot. There's usually a twist at the end. You know, back when the landlord's mom was homeless or going to be homeless, someone helped her out once. And guess who that person is? It's the old man. Turns out it's the old man helped this woman.
Mary? I barely recognize.
It's just a wig.
Clyde is the man that I told you about. He saved us from getting evicted.
Hey, Darman fam. We're changing lives here. Ugh. That's enough Darman for, what, six months, maybe a year? We'll check back with him in 2022. Real quick, before we get into the news, I've got a woman here upset at a child. She heard him say hell, which is a bad word. What's funny is as she's arguing with the 11-year-old, she starts swearing at him, like full-on swearing, calling him a fucking asshole and shit.
That's where I work, sweetheart. You're going to get yourself into trouble. Don't call me Karen. Don't call me
I love white women that say, don't call me Karen. They know. That just drives them crazy.
Around children. Karen.
Karen's probably like the worst thing you can say to a woman. I think a woman would rather be called a cunt at this point than a Karen.
Hey, you're cussing around children at an elementary school.
Hell isn't a cuss word.
You said the F word and
home. When?
I
said
the F word
recording
on my phone.
So do I.
And the crosswalk heard you. So now you can record me all you want.
Right?
You think that you're going to bother me?
Oh, that voice. Oh, that voice. Oh.
You need to learn some respect. Your parents obviously are not teaching you that.
She's got her phone out now. Now she's filming him. The battle of the cell phone cameras. Redheaded stepchild motherfucking kid.
Recording. That you're not going to have a very pleasant life, right?
I can record too.
You're not going to have a pleasant life. You're very, very disrespectful. And you're lucky I'm not getting out my car and smashing your phone. You probably don't even deserve to have a phone. You're not responsible enough, that's for sure.
You know that was a threat, right?
What, to break your phone?
Yeah, it's a threat.
Okay, that's awesome. You know
what else is funny? If I broke your phone, I could afford to replace it.
It's not a threat. I can afford to replace seven of those phones. It's not a threat.
Well, it's still a threat, even if you can replace it.
You need to be held responsible for being so disrespectful. You need your ass beat by your parents, is what you need. A nice ass woman with a belt is what you need.
By the way, this woman has a car full of kids with her.
You think you're not in trouble, honey? You are. I already went up and talked to Miss Candido and showed her my video. You don't think that they're getting a hold of your parents? You're wrong.
She screeches away in her 2005 Toyota Tercel or whatever the fuck she's driving. Maybe instead of replacing this kid's cell phone seven times over, you can afford a newer car, you stupid twat. Also, look into that muffler. That might be going bad soon. Oh, one last thing, because you know I love mashups, right? I found a great one that only has about 1,800 views. It is a mashup of Metallica and Katrina and the Waves. Yeah, a little Walking on Sunshine meets Master of Puppets.
In the passion play, crumbling away, I'm your source of self-destruction.
This song has never sounded so upbeat.
Painted pop with beer, sucking dark is clear.
Yeah. bad, right? Good job. I will provide a link on the show notes because this guy only has 59 subscribers. He's very talented. Deserves way more. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist to that fucked up news right now. Hey, if you like Distorted View Daily, I could sure use your help. Consider signing up for the Sideshow. That's DV's member site where you gain full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this, believe it or not, since December 2004. So there are thousands of past shows in the archives. You can listen to them all. More importantly, every week we do new exclusive shows just for paying members. Yesterday was a Sideshow exclusive podcast. And again, I'll be doing another one tomorrow. So if you want to hear those shows, you got to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Again, check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. This is how I make my living, so thank you to all of my Sideshow members for continuing to support this stupidity. Other ways to help me out, we do have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, where you can pledge as little as a dollar. There are perks. At the dollar level, you get access to my posts, and occasionally I do personal podcasts and stuff. $5, you'll gain access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first in the voicemail segment. If you pledge even higher, like $20, which I know is a lot, but occasionally I will send out real goodies for you, some Distorted View merchandise or fun little things, and I plan on doing that this month as well. The month is coming to an end, so this weekend I'll be working on that. Make sure if you do pledge at the $20 level, you include your address information if you want, stuff sent to you. Okay, and it asks you that on Patreon to include your address. So just follow the prompts. All right, three very quick stories now for stuff. All you guys think you're going to be rich by investing in Bitcoin or NFTs? The real money apparently is in Taco Bell hot sauces. Holy shit, if this is true, I'm motherfucking rich. I got garbage bags full of this stuff. I don't know what it is. I don't like to throw away the Taco Bell hot sauces. I keep them, thinking one day the employees of Taco Bell aren't going to include fucking fistfuls of the stuff. And I'm going to be left Diablo sauceless. And then what am I going to do? You can't eat a taco without sauce on it, right? Ruin my whole night. It's yet to happen. As a matter of fact, lately I've been using the Taco Bell app. It's just like, it's way easier than having to explain substitutions to people. Like, if I want a Mexican pizza, I can't get that anymore. But at the time when I started using the Taco Bell app, I could replace refried beans with black beans. I could go easy on the tomatoes. You know, it's nice and customizable. Well, one of the things you can do at the very end, they ask you, do you want any packets of sauce? And you can literally say, yeah, I want one mild and I want two hot and maybe throw in a one fire. You literally tell the app how many packets of sauce you want. And it still doesn't matter. You still end up with 70 floating around your bag there. Anything is valuable if people are willing to spend money on it, even if fast food restaurants currently keep tubs of the stuff fully stocked in each of their dining rooms, like Taco Bell. Taco Bell hot sauce packets are enjoying unprecedented demand on eBay, with some listings asking for significant amounts of money. Many of the listings are selling large lots of the sauce packets, often containing 50 to 100 packets of the sauce, but some are offering only single packets for steep prices. Now, to be fair, some of these listings are jokes. One person asked for $12.90 for a rare packet of hot sauce that it looks like it's just an empty packet of sauce that someone has already used. Another listing is asking for $24,999 for another rare packet. This time, this packet was printed without one of their funny sayings on the front. You know, Taco Bell has like little funny phrases or whatever. This one was a printing error, and this guy thinks he can get $25,000 from. This occurrence is likely not as rare as the seller seems to believe, though. However, there are plenty of seemingly legit listings that have actually sold, largely for listings that include entire lots of hot sauce packets. According to the site, one lot of 40 hot sauce packets sold for $12.99. Again, you can get them for free at Taco Bell. They fire hose the shit on you. As the news story points out, they even say, like, look, the packets aren't only free, but you're given a lot of them. Fox News apparently reached out to Taco Bell, but representatives for the company did not immediately respond. They were probably scratching their heads like, I don't know how to respond to this news story. We better just lay low after that whole cinnamon shrimp toast crunch thing going on. Could snowball into something disastrous. Aside from Taco Bell, other fast food items have apparently become big hits on eBay. Fox News previously reported that two McDonald's Happy Meal promotions became huge sellers on the site. Was that the Pokemon thing? Including one in February that involved limited edition Pokemon cards, and another in Japan based around the popular Demon Slayer anime. I'm a huge sucker for nostalgia, so I was on eBay not too long ago, and I was looking up several of the Happy Meals that I remember getting from the probably late 80s, early 90s. There's a couple toys that stick out in my mind. One is the McDonald's characters all in their own cars, and they're like the kind of cars that you can like pull back and then let go, and they take off. I remember I had Birdie. She had like a purple car. And then there was another set. Oh, I loved in the 80s. They had these things called Stompers, and they were just like toy cars, but they had like big rubber wheels. Like the wheels were bigger than normal, and they were rubber, and it almost seemed like they had shocks on them. Like you could press down a little bit on the car. They were really cool. Remember the one that I had was a blue. It was like a blue SUV, but it was like a Tercel, a Toyota Tercel SUV or something. I don't know, but I played with that thing all the time. And the greatest McDonald's Happy Meal toy ever, in my opinion, are their Transformer knockoffs. I don't know if they couldn't get the rights to Transformers, but Transformers must have been popular at the time. And they created like a line of McDonald's food toys that were also Transformers. They called them Changeables. And there was like an ice cream cone, like a McDonald's soft serve ice cream cone. And you'd pull the bottom and feet would come out, and you'd lift up on the soft serve part of the cone and out would come a head. And then arms would flip up. They had like hot cakes, the McDonald's hot cakes turn into a robot, French fries, burger and everything. They're really cool. Yeah, they're called McDonald's Changeables. Way better than just a stupid Pokemon card or a packet of 50 hot sauces. All right, second story we have for you today. A man has shared his sex horror story. Oh, my favorite kind of sex story. One that ends in either piss, shit, or blood. Something gory. A man has shared his sex horror story that saw him being rushed to the hospital with a wooden slab around his penis. Go on. Eric decided one morning to role play as a handyman to spice up his love life with his wife, Katie. So he started to drill a hole for a doorknob. Oh, he wasn't naked, was he? You should never drill naked. Sharing their story on TLC's Sex Sent Me to the ER, the husband explained how he stuck his penis through the hole. Oh, the hole that he drilled out for the doorknob. It's like he basically created a glory hole. Don't think you invented something, dude. The gays thought of that a long time ago. We're the real innovators. Eric said, at the time, I thought it was genius. She loves when I'm really goofy. The couple started having sex through the door, but as Eric had taken some male enhancement pills, maybe he purchased those super rhino pills from adamandeve.com. Use promo code FREAK. Get half off just about any item. Free shipping and a bunch of free gifts. We were just talking about these male supplements. I always thought it was total bullshit. You know, like if you want your dick to get hard, you know, you're just going to have to get a prescription for Viagra or Cialis or whatever. But apparently, according to the news story we read a couple weeks ago, there are some natural things floating around that do promote a thicker, girthier, harder cock. And I went on Adam and Eve and I looked up the products. And sure enough, they included those ingredients that were mentioned in the news story. Now, I'm not saying that it does work. I'm just saying science says it works, and aren't we supposed to believe in science? Thank you. This ends the impromptu plug for Adam and Eve. Promo code FREAK, FREAK. I'm like a ninja. Most podcasts just, you know, start with an advertisement, commercial or whatever, throw one in the middle of the show. You never know when Adam and Eve promo code freak is going to show up on TV right in the middle of a news story. Yeah, the couple started having sex through the door, but as Eric had taken some male enhancement pills, his private parts ended up getting stuck. Eric was in so much pain, but I was thinking that we can finish sex and then the swelling will go down, Katie said. Katie, you stupid bitch. All right, as they carried on, Eric couldn't bear the excruciating pain. Meanwhile, Katie's like, just stick it in! I'm so close, come on! Don't stop now, pussy! Just fucking come, and your cock will deflate! Way to keep him in the mood there, Katie. Eric couldn't bear the excruciating pain anymore, so they decided to call the paramedics to get professional help. The ambulance crew said, due to the effects of the male enhancement pill, his penis would continue to grow with the doorknob. It's just going to keep growing and growing and growing until his cock explodes. And to be honest, I don't think the ambulance crew knows what they're talking about. They didn't want to risk losing Eric's penis and suggested to cut up a small frame of the door and took it with him to the emergency room. Eric recalled, the paramedics had to cut a picture frame out of this door to pull my penis out along with the frame of the door. I can't even remember how it felt like when it's finally unattached from the door. He was then taken to the hospital where the doctor managed to free his manhood from the wood. Good news, his penis did not explode. It stopped growing. And I think that's the last time this dude's going to try using a glory hole. All right, final story we have for you today. This is a short one from Michigan. A bizarre case was reported in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. According to the Lorium Police Department, a man awoke just after 4:14 a.m. on Wednesday to find another man standing over him, which is creepy enough, right? Bonus, the man was pointing a gun at his head and demanding he give him two cats. What? You want me to give you two cats? How about I just give you 50 hot sauce packets from Taco Bell? They're worth more. Apparently, the two cats lived there with the guy. Okay, so he has two cats. The man, who broke into the home without permission, took one of the cats before leaving. Police believe the suspect knew the homeowner prior to the home invasion. Yeah, probably. He knew that he had cats. Broke in looking for the cats. He didn't just take the cats, though. I like that he sort of like stood over the guy who was sleeping. The guy could have just broke in, took the cats, and left. Probably would have got away with it, too. Instead, he makes a big scene. He points a gun. Of course, that man's going to call 911 after you leave. He was located by police a short time later, according to a news release. The gun was seized during the arrest, and he was booked into the county jail on charges of home invasion and felonious assault. Don't you mean felonious assault? Dear God, I hate myself. I've been doing this show for too long. Turning into dad jokes. All right, the incident is still under investigation and the suspect and victim have not been identified. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks. And there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. I'm all over social media, at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/Distorted View Show, yada, yada, yada. Don't forget there's a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out. If you're not familiar with Discord, you don't really have to be. It's simple. It's like a chat room. That's all you need to know. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at DistortedView.com if you would like to join in on all the fun.
Hey, Tim, this is Tyler. I hope you're good. Thank you for bringing up Chi-Chi's the other day. That was the name of a restaurant that...
Yes, Chi-Chi's, a celebration of food.
I've been trying to remember for the longest time. It was one of my favorites when I was a much younger man.
That's where I first experienced fried ice cream.
Another question for you. You're talking about seafood for breakfast. Have you ever had shrimp and grits? I moved to the South a while back, and that's a... pretty popular thing.
I honestly had never tried grits up until maybe a couple years ago. And I can't eat them plain, or I don't understand people that just have grits and like butter or whatever. Like, you really gotta fancy my grits up with stuff that actually has flavor, like cheese. It's gotta be like a seven cheese grit combo or something, or grit, cheese and bacon or something. But yeah, grits are okay when you you add a bunch of other stuff. I've never tried shrimp and grits.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up with another Tim Was Right, comma, damn it.
Yes.
I just want to say I'm 100% on your side with getting pissed at those vets for not carefully checking that dog's ears.
Yeah.
It's a wellness check. You check the animal's ears. That is the that is a high priority spot for there to be things that are going wrong.
Of course.
I've had dogs. I've had a cat. I've had rabbits. And I have never even heard of a vet that would not carefully check those ears, let alone admit to not even looking at them carefully during a wellness check. That's just, if you can get them shut down, you are saving animals' lives.
And, you know, the thing is, like, the dog that we had checked out with the ear problem is super sweet, right, to dogs and other people. She'll just let you do whatever to her. You know, so it's not like she was being difficult or something.
At least sparing animals considerable ear infection-related suffering they could otherwise avoid if the vets were even...
It's so sad because, you know, she's like doing that thing where, like, her ears are bothering her, so her head is, like, cocked to one side.
Italy.
We're on day two of the treatment, and hopefully it's going to get better soon.
Timmy, there's Gamma here. No, it's Kelly. Two things. One, I did get my vaccine thing rescheduled, but I kind of had to beg for it, you know, because I called my doctor's office instead of just saying, yeah, I can get one, wink, wink, at the pharmacy, because I had to, like, the guy's like, well, what health conditions do you have? I'm like, well, I'm not an old lady, but, like, I've had...
Well, I think Love Lady Cat Lady is in California, right? They have different... Each state has different... they're at different stages of, like, who can get vaccines and stuff. Here in Ohio, I think it was last week, they knocked it down to 40-year-olds or people with various other medical conditions. That's why I was able to schedule. Not because of medical conditions, because of my age.
Yeah, this. I don't know. I get sick a lot. And when I get sick, I get sick hard. I had walking pneumonia last year after I might have had COVID.
Of course you had walking pneumonia.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you have an actual immune disorder? I'm like, well, I had brain damage after I had
That's not on the list. You had brain damage, cancer, part of your mouth is missing, and you're always sick. They should not only give you the COVID vaccine, they should give you all the different variations. You should get the Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, just to be super safe. Because if you can get COVID, you're going to get it.
Radiation to my brain and that area. Does that mean you had cancer? I'm like, yeah, I had cancer. He's like, is your cancer remission? I'm like, yeah, my cancer is in remission, which it is. That's what it means. Yeah. Even if you're cured, that's still remission.
They call it remission, yeah.
So he's like, okay, cool. Yeah, I can.
Hey, can people, you know that people have, what's the pussy cancer that everyone gets? Melanoma. They're just like a tiny speck of skin cancer. That you can just like sort of cut out of your skin or whatever. Would that be considered cancer too? That you could get the COVID vaccine sooner. I want the perks. I want all the perks that cancer people get, but I don't want to deal with cancer.
But I just felt like I had to like almost beg for it. So that fucking sucked.
I know.
But hooray, I'm getting it next weekend.
I just got mine. You'll be fine. Well, I shouldn't say you'll be fine because chances are something horrible will happen to you. You'll have a reaction.
And then the other thing, I think you're completely right about the fucking vet because I'll go in, I'll take one of my fucking cats to the vet. Doesn't even matter. I cannot think of a time where one of the first five things they do when you talk about your problem with your stupid cat and how he's biting the hair off of his fucking thighs because he's got an anxiety disorder or he has
She go over this. I know she called in like two times in a row, but I don't know if she talked about this.
I know.
We played one of her calls yesterday.
Oh, he's also got asthma and whatever. He fucking cares. Anyway.
Your cat is just as bad as you are. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. They're supposed to check the ears. They're just supposed to check the fucking ears and they didn't. And, you know, just eat the fucking $40 and you could have kept us as a customer. And we would have given you hundreds and hundreds of dollars to do other stuff with the fucking dog. They're so dumb. They're so stupid. I mean, obviously, we weren't trying to scam them out of $40. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna go get the dog looked at. And then a week later, we're going to go again. And it doesn't make any sense. Why would anyone do that? What scam would we be pulling? Fucking bitches, all of them. Did I name what the vet place was? You should all call them. Give them hell. Bitches and cunts over there. All of them. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
Little redheaded stepchild motherfucking kid.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the program. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Tomorrow's show is going to be a sideshow exclusive one, so it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back to end the week with the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebabs right Fanish? Get Fanish, Boots, 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 Boots,
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.